And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of October 13th. This week in 1977, Shirley Brickley from the Orlons was shot to death by an intruder in her Philadelphia home. Sadly, the killer was never found. The Bill Haley film, Don't Knock the Rock, started shooting this week in 1956. The four preps, Rosemary Clooney, Frank Sinatra, and Bing Crosby, all appeared on a CBS television special this week in 1957 to introduce the brand new Edsel automobile. Fortunately, their careers lasted longer than the car. Buddy Holly opened a Bill Haley concert in Lubbock, Texas this week in 1955. In 1966, Grace Slick performed for the first time with Jefferson Airplane at the Fillmore in San Francisco. Rick Nelson played his famous or infamous Madison Square Garden Party in New York City in 1971. In 1955, Buddy Holly opened an Elvis Presley concert in Lubbock, Texas with Mac Davis watching in the audience. In 1972, Creedence Clearwater Revival called it quits and broke up this week. The largest audience in British television history watched the Beatles perform on Val Parnell's Sunday Night at the London Palladium this week in 1963. Chuck Berry's Hail, Hail, a rock and roll concert was shot this week in St. Louis in 1986. Elvis made his first appearance on the radio version of Louisiana Hayride this week in 1954. In 1960, Dion left the Belmonts for a solo career. Elvis Presley's Jailhouse Rock movie premiered in Memphis at the same theater where the King once worked as an usher. Happened this week in 1957. Also in 57, Paul McCartney played for the first time with John Lennon's group The Quarrymen at the new Clubmore Hall in Liverpool. Rod Stewart joined Faces this week in 69. Jimi Hendrix headlined a concert for the first time in Paris in 1966. John Lennon's movie How I Won the War premiered in London, England this week in 1967. In 66, Jeff Beck left the Yardbirds with a case of tonsillitis, as it were. The departure, although, became permanent as he formed the Jeff Beck Group. Don McLean's American Pie album released this week in 1971. In 2007, a section of Detroit's West Grand Boulevard, the original home of Motown Records, was renamed Berry Gordy Jr. Boulevard after the founder of Motown Records. In 1955, Elvis Presley and Pat Boone appeared together in concert at Cleveland, Ohio. I'm not sure what the venue was. The John Lennon movie, How I Won the War, premiered once again this week. In the studio, the Everly Brothers recorded Problems in 58. Connie Francis recorded Among My Souvenirs in 59. Jackie Wilson cut Lonely Teardrops in 58. Little Richard recorded Good Golly, Miss Molly in 56. Jim Reeves cut He'll Have to Go in 59. The Monkees recorded I'm a Believer in 66. The Ripcords recorded Hey Little Cobra in 1963. Fats Domino put I'm in Love Again to vinyl this week in 1955. Elvis Presley cut Good Luck Charm in 61. Jay and the Americans recorded This Magic Moment in 68. Johnny Ray recorded Cry this week in 1951. In 1963, the Beatles recorded I Want to Hold Your Hand. Neil Diamond and Barbra Streisand recorded You Don't Bring Me Flowers in 1978. Mickey and Sylvia recorded Love is Strange in 56. Bobby Goldsboro recorded See the Funny Little Clown in 63. Jose Feliciano recorded a cover version of Light My Fire in 67. And Brenda Lee recorded Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree this week in 1958. Birthdays: Paul Simon is 78, Marie Osmond 60, John Ford Coley is 71. Robert Lamb from Chicago, 75. Sir Cliff Richard is 79. Robert Parker, 87. Justin Hayward from the Moody Blues, turning 73. Bill Justice, born this week, 1926. Barry McGuire from the New Christy Minstrels and a great solo career is 84. Marv Johnson, born in 1938. Richard Carpenter, 73. Mickey Baker from Mickey and Sylvia, born in 1925. Barry Sadler, Sergeant Barry Sadler, born this week, 1943. Bert Kempfert, instrumentalist, arranger, producer, and a great songwriter. He was born this week, 1923. Fred Turner from Bachman Turner Overdrive, 76. Gary Puckett is turning 77. Jim Seals from Seals and Croft, 78. Cozy Cole, born in 1909. Chuck Berry, born this week, 1926. Ronnie Bright, who sang bass on Mr. Bassman. He was also at one point a member of the Coasters, born this week in 1938. Laura Nyro, born this week, 1947. And another great songwriter, Cynthia Weil, born this week and is having her birthday. She's 79. Jeannie C. Riley is 74, George McRae is 75, and Larry Chance from the Earls is 79. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of October 13th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.